The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys.
Well, Bon Jovi, Bye Guys fans, it's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Bye Guys. My co-host, Ian Fadance, is currently out on assignment, so I am steering the ship alongside my wonderful co-captain, an adorable young man, and one of my favorites. Oh, we got Lemaire Lee.
How are you, Zach? I'm good. I don't know if you said it, but I answered it before you said it.
Well, thank you very much for being here, my friend.
Yeah.
I know you're excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
You're in a place that I'm very jealous of, and we're going to get into it. But I do want to introduce one of our two guests. Our other guest is on the way, but joining us, and she is at Caroline's tonight.
7 p.m., yeah.
7 p.m., and if I get this pronunciation wrong, please forgive me, Zhao Ying Summers.
Oh, perfect.
Ooh.
You nailed it.
Yeah, I did, Lemaire.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did. Thank you so much for being here. I know you got right off a plane to be here. I really appreciate you making that sacrifice of your time and sleep. And if you are listening live, Zhao Ying will be at Caroline's tonight.
Yes.
7 p.m. If you're in New York City and you are looking for something to do this evening, that is the official recommendation.
Yeah.
Go out.
Yeah.
Caroline's. Have some drinks. Have some fun. Zhao Ying pulls no punches. She's a very, very funny comic, and you're going to love her. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, my love. I just saw your Miz makeup. You look prettier than me. You look like Drew Barrymore when she was in the movie.
E.T. Lucy
Liu. like Charlie's Angels.
I'll take it.
Yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous.
I like when she was hot in Firestarter. thank
my
you very much.
My favorite Drew Barrymore is 51st Dates.
You know what? That's not a bad one. Yeah. It's really not a bad one. Yeah. I'm going Batman Forever.
What, is that the one?
She's Two-Face's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
And she's smoking.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, she is.
Nice, 18, ripe young girl.
No, she's already been to rehab. That's what you want. You want an 18-year-old who's already been to rehab twice.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a woman.
Speaking of which, I mean, Lemaire, you have some news?
Oh, yeah. I just did cocaine for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
So let's get your live review.
Oh, not today.
Currently, but you just tried it last night.
Oh, yeah.
And what were your thoughts?
I understand why people do it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you could take over the world.
Wow.
Were you drinking?
Oh, yeah, I was drinking for sure. Buds for sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
And our other guest, Robbie Goodwin, has joined us. Thank you very much for being here and filling in. Robbie did us the immense favor of running over when we had somebody that couldn't make it. So thank you very much, man.
Yeah, Robbie, you look like you just woke up, dude.
Yeah, sorry. I just did coke for the first time last night. So.
Robbie, just do me a favor. Yeah. Move over about a foot to your right.
Mm. I literally did just wake up.
Yeah.
Harrington gave me the call. Yeah. I was like, "Am I alarm going off already? It's only 10:45." He's like, "Dude, can you get over there now?" And I'm like, "All right." So
you woke up like Kramer. Like,
I literally, and it burst in like Kramer. He's like, "What are we doing here, guys?"
The organization of guests.
Yeah,
Robbie, this is our new friend Zhao Ying Summers.
Zhao Ying Summers,
nice to meet you. I'm Robbie.
That's Robbie Goodwin.
All right,
thank you. Nice
this
to
is
you
the
here.
Most awkward handshake. And
it gets downhill from here with me. So that's the smoothest I'm going to be all episode.
That was as unautistic as Robbie. He's gonna be
exactly.
Lemaire tried cocaine last night.
I heard. That's why I said
it was snazzy.
How would it go?
What time did you go to bed?
3-4
It was That's 4 not bad.
Yeah, no.
That's not bad.
No, they told me to jerk off. They're like, you're going to jerk off, but you're not going to come, but I'm here to tell
you.
Oh,
I thought that's how you got the coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Were you able to finish?
Yeah.
So you didn't have too much coke.
And it put me right to sleep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Is that the remedy?
I think you just did melatonin. You know, it's like, you finished, you went to sleep. This doesn't sound like coke at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought all you were born with more melatonin.
Yeah. There we go. Comedy. Wait.
So, you didn't do a ton because you masturbated to completion.
Yeah.
No, it was a tough beat. It wasn't like an easy beat. I had to wrangle it.
Yeah,
I had to do some wrangling. You know?
Some taffy.
Yeah.
It looks like a chocolate Laffy Taffy. Just yanking on it.
The thing about beating off on coke though is that you're very determined. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, I'm because in coke you just have ideas and you want to get them done, but it's so hard to beat off. But
you want to start a small business with your dick when this is over.
Yeah, exactly. You and me, dick together. We're going to Disneyland next weekend.
As soon as my dick starts to touch one of my knuckles, I'm like, I'm thinking too much.
I think coke just gives you me normal brain.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I think all the time.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the club. I hope you enjoy it in good health and don't go overboard. But I think if you went to bed at an acceptable time, you fell asleep, that means you did just the right amount.
I did go to Wawa before and was like, I'm feeling beat. I think I need to do more.
That makes you think that.
That's what coke is. It's like, God, this sucks. I want to do more.
It's like a parasite.
It really is.
Okay. The way I try to do with myself is you're going to kind of like this now, but you would love it if you saved it for another few days and you got to do this all over again.
Mm.
Which is, I guess, not how a lot of people think. A lot of people think I'll just buy more.
Yeah.
But the miser in me takes over. And I go, if you wake up with half a bag tomorrow, you're going to be very proud of yourself.
You're like Jesus. You made the oil last 7 days with coke. You're like,
You don't know religion at all.
I know. I do.
You just told the story of Hanukkah featuring Jesus.
Hey, you know that Jewish guy with the oil? What's his name? Jesus. He has his coke and he makes it last a long time.
Yeah, that Mexican guy on the cross.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey.
I believe you mixed up the bread and fishes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
With the story of Hanukkah.
It's been a while. I also never paid attention. You guys paid attention?
Yeah, dude. I fucking love God, dude. That's why I do coke now.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. You waited for Jesus?
I waited for my Jesus year to do coke. I was like, look, that's the one thing God didn't get to do.
What's Jesus year? 33?
Yeah. I'm 31 now.
I just turned 31 2 days ago.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. I'm 32. In China, you expire at 25 as a woman.
It's like an iPhone. The new woman comes out and they stop working.
But in Hollywood, you die. Like, you are 35, you're done. Like, I'm already dead.
Do you have a tattoo of a number and a year on your foot?
I have one tattoo. I hope many will come out. This is the tattoo, the Chinese character.
Yeah.
Oh, can I scan that with my phone? Can I actually?
Yeah.
You scan it. You scan it, and it tells you what strain she is.
Okay. Yeah. You need to find out what kind of Asian I am.
No, okay. It's Omicron.
It says one of the cool Asians.
Thank you.
No, excellent.
Chinese.
Let's
get
plugs out of the way. If you want to hit the plugs, music in the book.
Oh, no.
Robbie Goodwin. What do you want people to get eyes on? Dates, etc.
Young Guns podcast coming out. It's out. Can you tell I just woke up? Get ready for a check out the Loud Boys, everybody. Young Guns podcast, everywhere you get podcasts, at Robbie Goodwin on social. And LaMare and I are doing a show in Baltimore in October. That's a long time. I felt that I had no other dates.
Please make sure you go to the LaMare Please Don't Leave Me Alone Here show.
It's almost like an anniversary show, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a...
Yeah, because we co-headlined Autobar like a year ago. Oh, I just got on the Portland Maine Comedy Festival in August, so that's
congratulations.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cal Yang, what are you going to be able to check out, honey?
Well, please come to see me tonight at Caroline's 7 p.m. It's my first time headlining Caroline's as the first Chinese-American woman who is 32, who's from L.A., Arcadia. No, I'm not special. But me so funny, motherfucker. Please come to see me.
Hell yeah. Do you have a podcast or anything you want to promote?
I wish I have one, but I'm just on Instagram and TikTok posting a lot of videos. I have a lot of contents on TikTok and Instagram at Jiaoying Summers.
Okay, great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I have two clubs in LA. If you guys checked out, come to see.
What are the clubs?
The Hollywood Comedy on Melrose and the Pasadena Comedy in Pasadena.
I have friends who did the mics there at the Hollywood Comedy.
Oh, nice. It's I think it's the best mic in Hollywood.
Yeah, I've heard it's good.
Shelly, really cool. Please, special.
Please check out her club.
Is that what happened? You know, people ask me, how can you have two clubs in 2 years in comedy? I'm like, that's what happens when you don't marry for love.
Yeah. Nice.
I would say maybe they're mob fronts, but I wouldn't want to accuse an Asian of wandering. it's that kind of morning. LeMaire, what do you want people to check out?
Yeah. Check out Panties in Their Mouth Podcast, PIGM on Anchor, Spotify, all them shits, at LeMaire Lee on everything. And you guys should check out the new Pokemon they released for Pokemon Sapphire and Violet. I can't remember what they're called, but that guy Lechonk, he's looking good.
Well, that's an excellent set of plugs, LeMaire. God, I love you. Guys, you know where to find me. At Zach is not funny on Instagram. Backup Twitter, ZA, a spook show. Check out my other shows here on the network, The Real Ass Podcast, and Zach Amika's motherfucking Midnight Spook Show. I will be on the road. I think I'm actually going to be in San Diego next weekend with Luis J. Gomez. And I got a bunch of other shit cooking. I know I got a headlining day coming up in Toronto and a few other things coming up. Please, just check out my social media for more info.
You're going to be in Emmaus with Andy soon on Saturday the 3rd.
Something like, with the Amos Theater coming up. And hey, if you love the show, go to GuysDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS, G-U-Y-S, and get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other amazing shows available on the Gas Digital Network. If you decide to keep the subscription, you get $1 off a month, so that's just $8.50, cheaper than any other subscription service, and you get access to hours and hours and hours and thousands of days of content from years of podcasting here at the Gas Digital Network that is uncensored and unavailable anywhere else in the world. Thank you guys for listening. Let's talk about some news. All right. Period Crunch. Cereal wants to normalize menstruation talk at the breakfast table.
I'm for it.
You're for it?
Yeah. Period Crunch is like a good... Have you ever seen Period Blood?
Yeah.
It's like chonky, isn't it?
It's Lechonk.
Yeah. Period Blood is Lechonk.
Right, you think Period Blood's a Pokemon, LeMaire?
No, it's like it's full of...
Yeah, it's viscous.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I don't think I've seen it in good daylight. There's Lechonk. There he is.
That's the boy. Right there.
I love Lechonk. I knew you were...
He's legendary.
I really thought this was the logo for Period Crunch. Yeah. And I was like, that's a brave move. Friends in the booth, tell us about the cereal.
Oh, no. It is Swedish, I'm pretty sure, and it's raspberry flavored. Ooh. Yeah, it looks like a uterus with them.
I mean, I feel like periods are pretty normalized. Why do you have to talk about it?
Scroll down a little. There's a...
Does it turn the milk red?
I assume so. They didn't specify, but I assume so.
I really just upset G. Mike in the booth with that.
Here's the real question. Is it cherry or strawberry?
It's raspberry.
Oh, even better.
Which I kind of like. Yeah.
It kind of looks good, but are you only supposed to eat it once a month?
A whole box in a month.
Yeah.
No, just for 7 days of the month.
Right.
One box a week. Yeah.
So it's Swedish. It's to normalize period talk in the breakfast table. Does it come with a prize? No, I guess that's the prize. Yeah. You don't get a prize because you had it.
That's pretty much it, but they had some interesting statistics here that
I feel like are worth
mentioning. 48% of adults are embarrassed to talk about periods, 77% they don't regularly mention them, and a rather humiliating, according to the article, 88% failed to correctly locate a uterus on the body.
Okay.
Idiots.
Other than that one, the other statistics seem fine to me. Who are these 23% of people talking about periods every day of their life?
Excuse me?
You?
Me?
You're the 23%.
I love them, dude.
You love periods?
Yeah, I have frozen diva cups in my freezer.
Like Jello shots?
Yeah, they're just waiting to go. Just ready and raring.
I just removed my IUD. You know the IUD you put in your uterus? But like, you don't have your period when you have that thing.
Yeah.
And I removed it, and I feel like, because now I'm single now, when I have sex again, I just, my period come back, I'll tell people I'm a virgin.
Why did you remove it when you're single?
No, because I'm not having sex anymore.
Oh, I see.
And I'm just going to use a condom. It's going to protect you from having disease, also something worse.
Most
baby.
Of them.
Yeah, the IUD makes sense if you're monogamous.
Mm. Yeah.
Because there's not people slinging strange dick.
Right.
Yeah.
But once you're, I understand you're
I get, now I'm understanding it more.
So plus, you're not supposed to keep it in a long time, right? Are you supposed to, like, cycle on and off of
it? Mine, you can last for 7 years. It's called the Mirena. Mine is 2 years in. My Chinese doctor, do you want to recycle it? Actually, he gave it to me.
Gave it to you?
Yeah, I'm going to sell it on OnlyFans.
I think that's a move.
Yeah. How much?
I don't know. I need child support.
Highest bidder.
$20.
Fuck.
This is how I win. It's Uncut Gems.
This is my country. Yeah. I'm gonna
I hope it ends the same way. G-Mike, what did you have to say, Bubba?
I mean, just that it's not for sale. But you could get a free box if you contact the company. Do you want me to reach out and try to get us a box up here?
100% do I want that to put on the shelf.
All right, guys, I'm here to announce a great new cereal that we're advertising here on the network. Period Blood Crunch. Now, look, we all love period.
Periods, keto!
I've been boxing. I've been training. This is the best thing to happen in the morning. Eat Period Crunch.
So I knew a girl... it was my friend growing up. She had the, what's the Nuva ring?
Yeah.
But I think she had a very wide set vagina.
Oh.
Because she would frequently not wear underwear and dresses.
And her Nuva ring would fall
And her Nuva ring would fall on the floor.
God.
And I was like, how loose? Do you think that's got to be a pretty cavernous vagina?
Sorry, I queefed out it.
It's not like she was like doing like a split.
Yeah.
Like just like walking to the refrigerator.
It'd be funny if it came out when she was offended at something like a monocle going into tea. She's like, oh my word.
Well, I never.
Yeah, exactly.
I say. Yeah.
I think that's when I was single, I one girl used, do they even use the foam anymore? The spermicidal foam?
Foam? I don't think so.
Have you had a girl try that?
No, never.
Natalie, you're educated.
The last time I heard about that was in sex ed. I don't know anyone in real life, but I have heard of it in that context.
Yeah, I back when I was a young man, the one girl I was with used, it was like...
When I was a young warthog.
You are still young.
Every time that I jism,
can you feel the NuvaRing?
And she, that's the NuvaRing of life. It was like a container, almost like a whippet, but it would be full of like a spermicidal foam, and she would have to shake it up and turn it upside down and spray it up her pussy.
That's a very Philly way of birth control.
Yeah.
Whiz wit or wit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want my sex wit.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yo, take out the cheese.
I will not come in anyone who doesn't speak English when they come up to the counter.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not going to serve anyone who don't speak English at this counter.
Pat just has better spermicidal foam than Gina. Yeah.
I just saw a dental dam for the first time. You guys ever see them?
I've only seen them in the wild. Have you ever had somebody use a dental dam?
What is that?
It's like a pussy-eating condom.
Yeah, you put it in your mouth, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so you go like this, and then you put your tongue.
Yeah,
basically and for like, my next trick.
Yeah. Oh it's like cellophane almost, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's condom material. It's just like... wide.
yeah.
That's the only way to explain. It's latex but wide. It's like wide.
Yeah. Boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka laka. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So you can stop yapping with counter guys who need to order your parts, don't know what you need, never have it in stock, and after all that are going to have the balls to upcharge you. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. So whether you're a mechanic, a guy working at an auto shop, or some jerk-off working on his own car, everybody has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to the site. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But if you do get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Buy Guys podcast. They're going to love that shit. One more time, guys. That website, you know it. You love it. rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show. Are you guys offended? And if this is a mean thing to say, I apologize. Have you ever been offended if a girl asked you to put a condom on before a blowjob?
Yeah, that's the worst thing ever.
Like, what are you, a hooker?
Yeah. I don't think I even got... I'm great at getting hard from blowjobs. that's my brag.
Not to brag, but not, get hard
not
really
to brag,
easy.
But
not to brag. If you want to get my dick hard, you just got to suck it for like a half an hour.
Yeah, I know. I think I've said that before. Not to brag, I receive a great blowjob. But with the condom on, first of all, you're like, what are we doing here? And then second, it just doesn't happen. It just never, it's like, it's just embarrassing for everyone involved.
I never do that. That's gross to put a condom when you give a blowjob.
Right?
You're not even give anything. Just leave.
Yeah, because I
take
can't,
the money and leave, bitch.
It can't feel that great. Yeah, it doesn't feel that great. And to be honest, I think I'd rather just taste the dick.
Yeah.
They taste taste condoms are gross.
Yeah, me too. If I'm giving you a blowjob, because I'm going to give you a blowjob, like a real one. Like, exactly. Like, if you have a condom on, that's not. Someone's stuck in the rubber.
Someone in the lobby fist pumped when you said that. He's like, yes, I think he's going to give me a blowjob.
That's intern Byron.
I'm deciding to put your dick in my mouth, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Around the table, everyone agrees on that one.
I only put dicks in my mouth when I mean it.
Yeah, I don't.
If I give you a blowjob, I will never make you wear a condom.
This is my campaign promise. No more condoms for blowjobs.
Yeah.
I'll put it in law.
LeMayor Lee wins with 98% of the vote.
Yeah. I'm running for a New York Congress of District this one.
Fuck, wasn't gonna, but like, why even put condom on a blow? You can get pregnant from a blowjob. Can you imagine?
So a girl did ask that in my sex ed class in high school.
Yeah.
A girl in the most Jersey accent that ever lived. Yeah. Can you get pregnant from swallowing cum?
Hey, I just swallowed this guy's dick the other day. Am I going to have a fucking kid?
By the way, that is how my gym teacher spoke.
Really?
He goes, you got to wear a condrome.
In this house, we put condoms on our penises.
Hey, you do, not me.
Question. Do you think Tony wore rubbers when he cheated?
Soprano?
No.
No way.
Absolutely not. Can you believe that? That's the one area he's moral. He's like, look, I want to pack his shape shakes.
Yeah. I think there's no way Tony was wrapping it up.
No, absolutely not. I bet Bacala was with Janice, like in a committed relationship because Janice made him or something.
Yeah.
But I don't think, no, of course Tony won. He would just be like, we're aborting the baby, you know.
We're whacking the kid.
All right, of all the Sopranos characters, who wore bags?
Big pussy dude. That's the only guy.
I really think just Bacala.
Bacala?
Yeah.
Wasn't Pauly like a germaphobe?
Yeah, but Pauly's too old. Do old people still?
Pauly's old school.
Yeah, he's like.
I think Mrs. Soprano makes Mr. Soprano wear condoms. She's like, you out here fucking all these ladies? You ain't gonna come bring your daddy dick here?
No. Mel is always down.
Yeah.
Mel is secretly. Just as bad as him.
If there's warts on it, we'll go to the doctor. That's what she
was. We'll melt it off.
He's got VSD. Jesus Christ, calm. What happened?
Father, I'm just worried I'm going to get AIDS.
What about Vito? You think Vito wore bags when he was with dudes?
Good question. You know what? He might have.
I think he did. Because
it was right after AIDS, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude,
he's letting a guy hit it raw. He's just like, it's a joke.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you came in for the debate of fictional characters' condom usage.
Yeah, Chris, no way. I'm putting that as a straight up no way.
Christopher,
I want to have a child. I only letting you hit it raw because I like hitting it raw. Don't get any ideas about kids.
G Mike,
what about AJ? You think he used a condom?
I don't think AJ fucked. He was the original incel.
No,
AJ had that. Yeah, yeah, that hot Spanish chick with the kid.
You think he was putting on rubbers?
No, because I think AJ fell in love.
Somebody already got her pregnant once, all right? They're fertile people. Those Mexicans, all right? They just pop out babies. Their vagina's trapped sperm. Have you been to a Chuck E. Cheese? They're everywhere.
Dude, I feel so left out. I don't know nothing about the Sopranos.
What do you want?
I refuse to watch the Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, because to... Contrarian Lemaire strikes. Too busy with Pokemon, LeChonk.
Yeah, dude, LeChonk, bro.
LeChonk is your favorite mobster.
Yeah. You know, you get over here. I don't know. <I'm sorry. laughs> I try.
Well, second improv. Second favorite Pokemon is not improv.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another story.
Can we talk about the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers movies? Have you guys seen it?
I heard it's good. I heard it's great.
I've seen it twice. It's amazing.
It's from the Lonely Island guys, yeah. Right? I love everything they do. They're like my favorites. Okay. So I do want to watch that. Right. I heard old Sonic is in it, which is very funny.
Ugly Sonic. He's the man.
That's such a good gag.
Okay, all right. I just love talking about it. I'm sorry.
I'm feeling left out with the Sopranos talk. Who's seen the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers reboot? Back to Pokemon.
Chip and Dale's amazing.
This is what happened when autism comes back at you.
Dude, I watched Love on the Spectrum US, and I think I got it. I think I'm...
No, you? No. The guy who has a fucking Pokemon shirt on.
I'm pretty sure
it's like the fifth Pokemon shirt I've seen you wear, Lemaire.
I didn't even know I had this shirt on today when I was talking about Lechonk.
Lemaire, you should go on Love on the Spectrum. You'd be perfect
for
that show.
Please.
Well, so when white kids have autism, there's like classes and early childhood development programs. When black people have autism, they just give them anime.
And stop screaming. Here's Naruto.
I was watching. I was thinking it'd be funny to like see, because there aren't any black like autistic people on there. They're all, well, as far as I am, it's all like white autistic people, because black autistic people don't get taken care of. They usually give them handlers, and then they're like, look, just go ahead.
Yeah, you're the weird cousin.
Yeah. Like when black autistic kids spaz out, they hit things because no one tells them not to.
Right.
So, like, if there's like, you ever think about a producer? A producer puts them, a black autistic kid with somebody, yeah, and then he just like,
the shit out of him.
Just gets so mad. Like, I can't handle this.
And he's doing that run where your hands are behind your back.
I see Lemaire do that run.
Behind an ice cream truck.
Yeah. Rain brother instead of Rain Man.
One of the things I thought was really fun about that show is they have to like, because it's produced.
Judge Joe Brown's on at 3 o'clock. He wants Judge Joe Brown.
Dude, Judge Mathis, dude, all day.
New Jordans drop tonight at midnight. Gotta get online for the Jordans.
June 11th, they'll drop a new pair of Jordans. They produce
I'm an excellent dice player.
There's a part. They have to hire retarded people to go on those dates. They have to like hire retarded actors to like or autistic actors to go on the dates with the other autists, right?
Yeah.
So like, can you imagine autistic actors like they have actor brains, so they're over it. You know what I mean? And it's just them hanging out with
or they
real
might have
autistic
just applied
people
for like a dating thing.
No, dude, it's a reality show, right?
But those guys aren't always actors. So they coach them for sure, but they get real people on a lot of reality shows. Not all reality shows.
A lot of them are aspiring something else.
Right. They moved to LA for some reason.
Yeah, that's why on like a lot of reality shows, you'll see that they did porn or that they're in a band. Or like, they're there for something else. Reality is just the, Christina P was on Road Rules.
Yeah.
Theo was on Road Rules. Yeah. A lot of people are there for other reasons. Yeah. Reality TV is like your conduit there. Right. The Miz.
Right.
The Miz is the man.
I agree.
Yeah. First about the whole thing.
Yeah, actually, the one guy I know who's on The Bachelor just wanted to be an actor for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, the year I was on Comedy Central, there was a girl from my hometown who was on The Bachelor, and she wore a shark costume, and she got eliminated immediately. And I saw my family for like the holidays, and my uncle goes, "You're the second most famous person from Sea Caucus this year." And I'm like, I got on Comedy Central this year after 12 years of work. He goes, "Yeah, but did you see that girl with the shark costume?"
So funny.
Oh, it fucking ripped my heart out. What? She's on The Bachelor.
Oh.
And got eliminated in the first episode, but she wore a silly costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy I know who was on The Bachelor, he had some like obnoxious catchphrase. I think it was like "waboom" or something like that, and he got eliminated very quickly too. But everyone
"waboom,"
like, he was like "waboom," and he got eliminated really quickly. But it was like for me, we're like, he's made it.
The first round of The Bachelor should be like the first round of The Bachelor and Bachelorette should be like Next, the MTV show. As soon as they see him coming out the limo, they're like Next, But they're all in the same limo, so they got to walk around.
They got to walk around and get back in.
Next.
Every reality show, the first 2 weeks was like, all right, we put some losers in here to laugh at, that they're going to get eliminated really quick.
Yeah. Well, the best was Rock. Do you remember Rock of Love, the Bret Michaels dating show?
I didn't watch it, but I think reality shows are crazy. They actually have crazy bitches to just for the drama, and then they kick them out. But they needed the drama.
Yeah.
On the
The yeah. first season, both seasons of Rock of Love, they eliminate girls at the door.
Oh,
so there's
sure.
like 30 girls, and you'll see the security guard come out and go, you,
that's
you,
funny.
You. Nah. And you watch these girls just realize that they were flown to LA to be told they were ugly.
Yeah. That's so funny. Oh that sucks.
Yeah. And they immediately burst into tears, and God, it's the best show ever.
Because yeah, so they were treated so hot for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, like, nah, we're joking.
Is that yeah. what they do at all? They're trying to mimic what they do at rock shows? Like,
yeah, exactly.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you would get a backstage pass.
And Chris D'Elia shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. They show up to Bret Michaels' like front yard. He's out in his pool. He's out in his window like this, like, her.
Yeah.
Tell them to go home.
Well, that's like, so, yeah, that sucks for them. Like, oh,
I know
my God.
In real life, certain bands would have a special backstage pass that meant... This is who the band picked.
Damn. Oh, wow.
I think Maynard got caught with that.
Really?
The guy from Tool.
What a Tool.
Yeah. I hate so much. He got caught. He had a special backstage pass that was like him as like a warrior or something.
Right.
And if a girl got that, it meant to go directly to his dressing room.
Does wow. he give them out, or does
he the gave it to security guards to give out?
He's like, hey, security, find me some.
I want to say, is it Van Halen or another real famous band? They were having issues with how much of the roadies were getting paid.
Really?
So instead of giving them more money,
mm-hmm.
they gave each of them 2 backstage passes a night.
Oh, wow.
That they would then trade for blowjobs so that girls could go try and blow it up. You know how bad you want to blow somebody that you'll blow somebody to do it?
Dude, I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
I have this distinct story about hearing someone talking about their girlfriend blowing the Wu-Tang Clan on the bus.
That's a Tom Segura bit.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
Right. There's like my good friend, Tom Segura. That's the autism flaring up. He doesn't know fantasy and reality.
I can't tell the difference between podcast and reality anymore.
It all just blends in. No, that's I do that too.
I'm in the fucking Matrix.
I've been halfway through a story and realized I jacked it from something.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be like, when I came up in the 80s in Boston with Louis C.K.
Mr. C.K., dude, to you.
Yeah. All right, so we
gives out passes and like you can watch me jerk off.
Yeah. It's him as a warrior.
Yeah. It's me as a fucking
just with one really muscular arm.
Yeah, it's me as a fucking cunt. So I'm fucking come back.
All right, let's look at this. Sperm donor with genetic condition doesn't tell lesbians he contacted, and I don't know what the rest of that headline is because it cut off there.
It's this guy in the UK. He gave his sperm to lesbians via social media.
Okay.
And then he had fragile X syndrome.
And oh, no. Chris Benoit's son disorder?
Is that what he...
What?
You know what that mean?
What? Let me pull up the picture I found. It looks like... I mean, not like... But he pulled this up.
Yeah, they have like big ears and shit. Yeah,
oh,
that's...
Oh, what?
They said that's what Daniel Benoit had.
That's why he looks like that.
Yeah, they... they look like sillies.
And... You know one thing?
That's great. I didn't know those autism phase.
Speaking about the autism
thing. Or fragile X.
Every autistic person loves their dad. You ever notice that? Autistic people love their dad.
You love your
and
dad?
They want, yeah. And they want
wow,
wives.
Wow, the autism overpowering the black.
Dude, that's fucking my Jagger Hoover conspiracy now. I feel like that's why they took black dads out of the household.
Yeah. That's why they
Come
got
on,
Cosby.
Man. I'm not following you, LeMaire.
Dude, yeah,
you
man, either. You just,
oh, you didn't hear about
LeMaire
this
LeMaire went
thing.
Hotep oh, and started sorry. Rhyming yeah. and gesturing.
I skipped. I feel like every black person is autistic through trauma, is traumatically autistic. And
what?
Yeah. All black people are traumatically autistic. And that by taking the dads out of the houses,
they do love samurai swords
and anime.
Dude. Go ahead. By taking the dad out, what's your theory?
Because all autistic people love their dads, and if you take the dad out, the autistic person has no direction, so they fight each other.
Okay, but first of all, black people are too cool to be autistic on the whole.
And how cool? Autistic people are the fucking coolest people.
No, they're not.
Yes,
I love autistic people.
No, dude,
you
ever talk to an autist? Dude, they're like, no,
great interns.
Great interns. I love the Gas Digital community. All of you are great, but they're not cool.
Dude, autistic people are cool. They're the best people to talk with because they won't stick for
no.
bullshit.
No, not at all.
They are cool, but they not the best people to talk with. Not all of them. Some are very funny, just like everybody.
The whole
some
disease.
Are
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Very rude.
Yeah, like me interrupting her just
yeah,
now.
I have my autistic friend, and he's like, you have the bitch face today. I'm like, what?
That's funny.
That's funny. That's not funny. Cool.
That's funny as heck. That's like, dude, shut the fuck up. You know? That's funny.
There's a certain lacking of social boundaries that could be interpreted as annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
As someone who has ran film sets with many people on the spectrum.
Well, dude, you don't.
Sometimes they get
them.
A little excited. Okay. Like, say you have a celebrity on the set. And you know one of the extras is on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that person 50 times, hey, I know you're excited. That's awesome. We're all excited to be here. When such and such a person shows up, just let them go to their dressing room, decompress. We can maybe talk to them later and see if you can get a picture. But don't freak out and don't run at them. And you could probably give him that speech.
But how about they just go there, like, why don't you answer my DM?
Yeah.
I really like you, but I can show you. I sent you this photo. You didn't answer my DM.
Well, Mayor, I think your theory is right, but replace black with Indian.
Yeah. You know, I don't think I've ever been the focus of an autist, so I don't think I get the annoyance.
You know, it's a lot of, like, 6 a.m. messages, and then 6:05, I saw you read this. Why didn't you answer me?
That's so funny.
Damn, dude. You guys hang out with annoying ones.
Okay.
Who are the cool ones? The autism is famously.
Dude, shout out Joe
Elon Musk.
Shout out Elon Musk.
I don't like Elon anymore.
Shout out Kanye West.
He doesn't give, he crops out meme credit. He'll steal memes.
Doesn't steal memes?
You can steal memes, but he crops out the credit.
Oh, good. No.
Good.
Good.
Elon is autistic.
Yeah. Definitely.
Do you think he's he's writing a check for Amber to pay Johnny?
Say that
because I heard that he's a baby daddy. That's what I heard.
Oh yeah, yeah. For Amber. Yeah.
She robbed the embryo from him. He sued her, but they couldn't do anything, so she got the baby.
Well, he wrote her last check to when she was supposed to donate to that charity.
She just said, "I pledge."
She said she pledged it, but it was his money.
Yeah, that's
but
what
she
I
never
heard.
Paid it though.
She can pledge.
Oh, he paid it.
She can just pledge again to Johnny and never pay it, right?
Well,
she
do that.
Yeah, I guess he could technically give her that money. Dude, I don't.
Imagine knowing your sexual value is at least $50 million?
That's the most expensive floppy fish market in the world.
Yeah.
Elon Musk. Yeah. I was really hoping he would testify on the trial. It was such a wacky trial.
I'm pretty over it, man. I feel we were discussing this in the lobby.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the people that are very upset about the verdict,
yeah,
you want to just take them aside and be like, your crazy is showing.
I just feel like they didn't follow it. Like, they act like there was no, like, yeah, it's just like, yeah, I mean, they're,
you know, this sets a horrible precedent for women in the future, reporting their abuser.
It's like, yeah, precedent for women if evidence comes out that they were abusive as well. You know, it's not like.
I saw people comparing this to Harvey Weinstein, which is wild.
Yeah, it's like he's in jail. Yeah. What are you talking about? Anyway,
yeah,
it's
and all about. She didn't make Pulp Fiction, Scream. I'm just saying,
a scary movie.
Yeah,
one and two.
The best part about the trial was they played like some audio recording of them fighting, just a petty fight about them making fun of each other's careers. Like, she was like, "Well, at least I was never in a shitty soap opera for teenagers," and he's just like drunk, about to fall over, and he just goes, "Aquaman." She's like, "We're getting a sequel."
But yeah, just some, and I don't want to say it's just women because there's also guys trying to get pussy who are just furious about this verdict. And it's, I don't know, man. It's, they went to trial. What more do you want?
She's also
She had her day in court. That's what you want.
Yeah. Literally, no evidence.
she's also under scrutiny for perjury. I was kind of like, but she's under she's being investigated for perjury in three different countries right now too. Yeah, she got caught in a lie on this one, the last one, and like in 2016, yeah. I guess. So I don't think Johnny's the best guy in the world. It kind of seems like he sucks, but like,
what do you do wrong?
But I agree with Zach. The people who are like Pirates 4.
Wait, no, Robbie. What did Johnny do wrong?
You don't ask what Zach did wrong.
I think he probably did some bad stuff. I think
What? What did he do?
It was a toxic thing. They were probably very mean to each other.
Yeah, exactly. I think he emotionally abused her at the very least.
The best type of abuse.
Yeah. The funniest was his apology or his statement was in typewriter form. font. And it's like, dude, you think you're Hunter S. Thompson so bad.
Courier.
If you think women are mad now about this, though, mark my words, we can timestamp this. Wait for 2 months from now when Marilyn Manson gets exonerated and he puts this chick that's suing him from Game of Thrones up for defamation and wins.
Oh, wow. Oh,
damn, dude, only white guys can get out of Me Too. That's crazy.
Johnny won his defamation. Cosby. Now he should sue Amber for defecation.
I think the only reason Johnny won was, first of all, because it was a huge public ground swelling.
Public ground swelling?
Yeah.
You don't think if this was in a courtroom, those people would be educated enough to see that that lady was doing cocaine, to see that that lady was telling lies, or that Camille Vasquez, his lawyer, personally, she probably would have been more comfortable without the televisions and cameras there. So she would have only been more, like, she would just been better the whole time.
I mean, first of all, let me finish. I also think they had way more evidence than Amber did about her abusing him and not him abusing her.
Yeah.
But she did win the one in the UK, so... But this time, Johnny was smart. He was like, let's get the cameras. We're going to put on the cameras. I'm going to get a hot lawyer, and we're all going to have fun with it.
Yeah, that's what he's like, let me do what I do best.
Yeah.
Fucking take out the scissor hands.
It was like America fell back in love with Johnny Depp. Like, I haven't seen people, like, charmed by him in his last 20 years of movies. So
he's put out some real stinkers.
Yeah, I know. He hadn't had a good one in a long time, actually. Todd, maybe.
When was that last? When was that one where he was the guy? The Jimmy dude? Wasn't he like a...
Whitey Bulger.
Whitey Bulger.
Oh, yeah. Black Mass.
Yeah.
That was probably...
I thought that was about LaMare. Yeah. that one's all right. That one's fun. Public Enemies is good, though, actually.
By the way, Black Mass would be such a great name for, like, Madea Goes to Church. And you got every black celebrity at church on Sunday.
Oh, dude, can I pick a story?
Yeah,
please,
go ahead.
I got
a good one. Okay. Having sex with women is gay. White nationalist praises involuntary celibacy.
Oh, Nick Fuentes. Yeah, I think I saw him. He has never had sex before.
This is about my people. So, yeah. Robbie, excuse me? How dare you?
Incel. That's our word.
I was saying incels or white supremacists.
Oh, a little bit of A, a little bit of B.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, we got identical rooms. No.
Tell us about it in the booth.
He's saying having sex is gay. He's an incel. He said the only way to truly not be gay is to be an asexual male, I believe. And then let's see, he has a fun quote. He says, if we're really being honest, never having a girlfriend, never having sex with a woman really makes you more heterosexual. Because honestly, dating women is gay.
Is this guy a cumtown bit? Like, what the hell?
I thought he was just going to say fan.
Yeah.
Women is gay. God,
he's just dumb.
This guy is an idiot. I mean, I know about this guy. He's like...
We can't just write him off. Like, what are some of his
You want to hear about the white nationalist incel?
Hey.
No, he's just like a troll. He's like
dude, he just wants a white country. That's fine, you know? I'll go somewhere else.
Where are you going to go?
Canada. I don't know. I'm goofy.
What about having sex with women, does he say? It's not having, it's dating and, like, doing
lady things. That's my favorite part. He just doesn't elaborate.
Ooh, I love that.
He goes, having sex with women, honestly, it's gay. End of point.
I think he's just so MRA, like men going their own way thing. So then once you're so deep in that hole, a man's hole, you just like immediately think having heterosexual sex is gay. Like you poison yourself so much.
I think he's
a virgin,
like
right?
Yeah, he's a virgin.
Definitely.
And he's one of those virgins who's like, she's like, I did it by choice. I'm MGTO. Men going, MGTO. It's like a stupid MGTO. Are you MGTO, LaMare?
Don't call him that.
No, I was informed about MGTO by
MGTO's
a
actually
woman.
Medea goes to over Washington.
Dude, I want to hear more of his thoughts, though. Like, does he have any quotes? That quote was pretty cool. Dating women is kind of gay. End of point.
He has like this live stream show. He's like, he's a groiper. He's a 4chan kid, basically. Oh. Yeah.
Ooh.
And he also has a counter rally. He's banned from CPAC, and he has a rally across the street where it's just like 4chan.
But the thing is, if you put one lady next to him, he'll be like, he'll come his jeans, probably.
Dude, he'll probably stop being a white nationalist if he had sex.
That's
like,
it.
Yeah.
One lady just has to bite the bullet and save this boy. I mean, he'll probably not
his
be
dick
an incel.
Is a bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. he won't be an incel anymore. He'll be a white nationalist for sure. And yeah. there's tons of those.
But that, I don't know.
Why is I don't know. There's racist in the, but how can you be racist against pussy?
True.
Isn't it the goal, like when you're a young man and you start dating, isn't it kind of a goal to try one of everything?
Yeah, but he can't because he's fucking. This is the thing about incels. They like can't get. They can't fuck, and they're like, women, it's their fault because it's gay to have sex with women. You know, it's like.
Well, dude, it is kind of their fault not having sex with him. How dare they?
It's true.
Imagine waking up in that child sized bed with a giant Trump poster.
Yeah, why can't this guy get laid?
Why can't I find love?
The worst part about this is that's his best wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his, of the four sides of the room, that's the presentable one.
I just feel like a virgin has no right to talk about sex. Just shut the fuck up.
He lives in a college dorm.
I'm not going to lie, it looked kind of organized. He might be gay. I saw some vitamin supplements in the back.
Supplements are bad gay, yo.
No, he's totally gay. He
I
just
don't
like,
think the gays want him. They don't want him.
Hey.
No, I.
The gays will take anybody.
There's a sect of gay that's.
The gays will take anybody.
I feel like there must be some.
Happy Pride.
Thing.
Happy Pride, everybody. Yeah, happy pride,
speaking of gays,
let me tell you about the
everybody.
Gays.
Happy Pride.
I think in any community, there's a thing about maybe conquering. So the idea of conquering a dude who's super straight like that probably is a fetish.
Oh, for sure.
To yeah. some gay dudes.
To turn him.
He's not super straight, he's just dumb.
He's one of your people.
Yeah.
He's one of us.
Yeah. You people.
You people. Your videos on the internet.
And your Pokemon.
Is he a true king of Israel?
Yeah. All right. I want to do this. We have one more that I liked. Hold on. Oh, here we go. Utah County Attorney says he's been wrongly accused of cannibalism.
I hate when I get wrongly accused of cannibalism.
Now, as someone who has dabbled with the idea, I want to know how this guy got in trouble.
My English is not good. Is that a weed or eating people?
Eating people. Eating people. Cannabis is weed.
He has like 7 wives, right? He just eats them and get new ones.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the move.
Yeah, he's a Mormon for sure.
You don't even know
the cookbook
which
of Mormon, folks.
The cookbook of Mormon. I like that, Robbie, dude.
Thank you, funny,
dude. Polygamy is actually one of Lemaire's favorite Pokemon.
Yeah.
Booth tells
Joseph Smith used lie.
Magic glasses.
Find the underwear.
I have equipped the long underwear.
Booth, tell us about it.
That guy looks like he eats people.
He looks like
yeah,
he eats
that's
people.
Not a good.
Oh yeah,
it's hard to say I'm not a cannibal without people picturing you eating people.
I think this is Kevin Spacey in disguise.
By the way, Kevin Spacey turned himself in the UK.
Oh,
he's up to some shit.
Yeah,
I've been grabbing some little boys.
I feel like he walked into the police station just covered in blood. And yeah.
Now I know what this looks like. I haven't been eating anybody.
All right, tell us in the booth. What's going on with this attorney?
He's being accused of cannibalism and I think the murder of some children.
Okay.
He says he's being set up by, who is it?
The Kabbalah?
A sheriff, let's see.
It might be.
Sheriff Mike Smith. Utah County Sheriff Mike Smith and his office are trying to smear him. He says he's being, I don't see any evidence or anything. I'm skimming through the article, but he just says that.
Has he been arrested for it or just accused publicly?
No, and I think it says he was arrested 20 years ago or something for some allegations against him. And he says that's all that, like, and they're stemming that to bring it back.
I hope it's cannibalism 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny.
It's never good when you have to publicly say, I didn't touch those children.
Yeah.
I didn't eat those children. It's not a good look. Because all people are thinking is that guy eats children.
Absolutely. There's really no winning in this situation.
Right, watch this.
How long does it take for us?
Where's my camera? You ready?
Yeah.
I, Zach Amico, have and never will consume a human child. I look guilty as fuck right now. I was like, I eat kids.
You also said I have and never will.
I have and never will.
Which means you like, damn.
I have not and never will. I have not. See, now I think I did it. I think Let's go eat some kids.
Zach, I think you might have done it. By the way, I did see Limp Bizkit at Madison Square Garden.
Was it awesome?
It was pretty fun.
It looked really fun.
He's
I saw
great.
A lot of videos.
Yeah.
G Mike was with you.
Yeah. Wasn't it fun?
Oh, it was the best. I rock and rolled all night.
I do wish they didn't turn the lights on for break stuff. That's like my one issue.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, we were,
it was cool to see everyone.
We were all being old men that week. I saw Devo.
Oh, that looks fun. I saw videos of that.
Very
how
fun.
How long does it take human flesh to digest? Because can't
I heard
they
it's
just.
Delicious.
What'd you say?
I heard it's delicious. It melts in your mouth like butter.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Now no, have you done it? She sounds right. like she's
you
done
gotta
it.
Say, you got to talk to the camera now.
It's delicious.
It's good. Yeah, I heard people. Yeah, it was during the war. You know, in China, my relatives, my great grandfather's friends, they told me.
That's that. Crazy.
Because you know you have no food, so you eat your friend who's dying. And
can I ask
like,
about the
delicious.
War? What war?
In China.
Yeah.
Civil war.
You guys like had after, civil war.
Because the Pokemon you are wearing, the Japanese, they invaded China and they murdered everybody.
So you hate me.
I don't hate Japanese people. I just
yeah, I said
like,
me though.
I saw we were friends and I see the Pokemon. I'm like, nah.
You're a bad combo for Chinese, black and Japanese. That's their they're two nemeses.
Yeah, they hate us.
That question, these guys said, your father's friend said the human meat was like butter. Do you think it was because it's that good or because they were that hungry?
I think because they were hungry. They'll eat anything.
Okay.
Jesus.
Ugh. Well, hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. I want to get high with you guys, and I know you guys want to get high with me. That's why it is time for us to go to YoDelta.com where we can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. Holy moly, I love them. So if you are over the age of 21 and you live in one of the states where it's legal, go to YoDelta.com today and stock up. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. And at YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I will personally tell you that Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. They've got a kick. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high.
Would you try people?
We've gone over this on the show before. The answer is yes.
You kind of do a dry run every time you're like having sex. You do kind of lingus. You're having a dry run.
Yeah, I've eaten pussy before. I got a fist bump from the intern.
Oh, boy.
Two more college credits for you, buddy.
we've done this on the show before, but there's a new group of people. Mm-hmm. If you were going to try human flesh, what race do you think would be the most delicious?
Ooh. That's a good question. Indians would be spicy. I like spice.
Part of me says Hispanic.
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
Because I feel like they would be like well seasoned. But part of me thinks Middle Eastern.
Yeah, I think they'd be flavorful Middle Eastern people, but they might smell.
Nobody ever says white people.
Yeah, maybe like
because the spectrum of
Swedish
white is too
white.
Far.
Oh, so like Nordic white.
Yeah, that I could see as being
pretty
good.
They taste like
good.
Fish,
though. They eat a lot of like fish. They eat a lot of like cured stuff, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That might be weird.
You know what? Maybe Italians, honestly.
Dude, Italians would be...
Their food's so good. I'm just basing on how good their food
and
is.
No, I'm trying to think about like what they eat. And like they would have like salty. It would be salty, you know, Italian people. Because... You know,
I'm being eaten over here. Yeah.
It's the Capicool. Take the Capicool with my arm.
Yeah.
That's some thinking, good pressure. I'm thinking a very sexy black man because I never had sex with black men before. So if I'm going to eat, I'll just eat one.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That makes sense. I think that's a good move. No black guys before?
I have never had sex, did one before. And then I got married. It was too late. Now I got divorced. So
now he's back on the market. Well,
yeah.
You don't want to say on the market.
on the wet market.
Fish market. Oh, no. I was thinking about black guys.
Oh.
back on the auction.
Yeah. What kind of guys? What, do you have like a type that you're into?
I just, I'm hungry, you know. It doesn't really matter. Just very nice, clean, and smart. And
well, Mary, you're out.
Yeah, all three of us just looked at the table.
You have to take a shower.
Dude, I never thought I was in it.
Looking for a nice black man, yeah. Lemaire.
Not me. Anytime someone says nice black, it's like 6'3 and Jack.
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know my black radar, dude. I know where I'm at.
The radar.
Yeah, I'm on the lower end of the spectrum.
Did you ever have a preference before you got married that you were the kind of guy that was your thing?
Which race I would date? Yeah. I would never date an Asian man before I got married, but then I married an Asian guy, so fuck that shit.
Yeah.
So you think you don't love, because I grew up in China and they don't like me in China because my skin's too dark for the Chinese and my face is too squared. They call me cage fighter. So I just determined that I would never date a Chinese man because they don't like who I am. So I just avoid dating Asian men. Then I fell in love with an Asian guy, and he happened to be Asian. It wasn't really the race. And I just was in like exclusive relationships like very long. So I went out one date with a black guy in college. But then the next thing I know, I got back to my ex. So I never really had a relationship with a black guy before, but I think they are gorgeous.
Like, it's on the docket now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But...
to-do list.
Yeah, sure, because you only live once.
That is YOLO. So true. YOLO.
That sounds like Drake.
That is Drake.
Did he put the sriracha in his condom?
Yeah, he put
he's like, girl, give me a blowjob.
Okay, so he put hot sauce in the condom. I think he knew, because I've definitely heard of groupie chicks squirting, like squirt the condom back up their pussy after the guy leaves. So I think he went, obviously, not just to kill the sperm, but also like...
Punishment. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to burn this chick's puss from the inside.
Wow.
And he took, you know, the natural weapon of the black community, hot sauce.
Yeah.
And what he had on him.
This will show that 16-year-old.
Hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Swag as hell. Remember when Hillary Clinton was like, I have hot sauce in my bag.
God, I hate her so much.
Where'd you go to college?
University of Kentucky.
How's Kentucky?
People don't believe me. Like, they ask me, Kentucky, really? I'm like, yeah, nobody lies about going to Kentucky.
And nobody lies about going to Kentucky.
No.
Is it in Lexington?
Yeah, Lexington. Okay. It was actually pretty amazing.
No, that was the name of the guy she went on one day.
It was great. Actually, I was a math tutor for the basketball team.
I mean, we
team.
Knew that.
Yeah. No. And I was very ugly. And I remember I was just like wearing my glasses. I was really ugly. This is a hot Chinese girl in China. She's like 80 pounds, skinny, pale skin. She's whiter than Nicole Kidman's bleached
like
asshole.
Hot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Chinese, Asian, East Asian, like very bleached white. She's like, I was just working, and then one of the hot guy asked me, we are celebrating our team one. Do you want to come to the party? I didn't even look at him because I know he's not talking to me. She's like, yeah. He's like, I'm talking to her. She goes, she's not hot in China. I'm whiter than her. She's the black guy. I heard that. Yeah. He's like, bitch, you're just jealous. So that really boosts my confidence.
Wait, was it another Asian person that said that to you?
Another Asian girl, the white Chinese girl.
She's not hot in China. Yeah.
And the black guy's like, you are telling
me. Well, you're hot over here to this guy.
You're telling me this. Yeah, it's really, really cute. It's a, I've never, but I know he's not lying. That was really sweet.
Yeah.
That is a nice confidence boost.
It was amazing.
Have you found that men look for very different things here?
Oh, as totally, opposed to China? Totally. I have this high school kid. I fall in love with him. I wrote him a love letter.
Tell me about it.
Poetry. I write things for him. Then he's just like, if your skin's lighter, you can be pretty, but
But I don't feel like you're very dark at all.
For Eastern Asian, I am dark.
Yeah.
But he knows because he knows Japanese culture. He knows the Japanese
some
porn,
shit too.
Anime porn. You probably watch anime
porn. Excuse me? No, how dare you? Absolutely. I would never desecrate anime like that.
No, Lemaire, come on.
I don't watch.
Be
it.
Honest.
I don't know.
You just saw some tentacles get up.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude. Night. If I go on your computer right now and type T, tell me doesn't autofill tentacle.
No,
yeah. Lemaire, I'm sure there's Cowboy Bebop XXX in his fucking browser history.
Fucking jokes, you. My favorite anime that guy made is fucking Samurai Champloo.
See? The Samurai Champloo is good.
That's my favorite.
But Cowboy Bebop's better. All right, the autistic intern is vibing so hard.
Hey, instead, can we talk about this hot chick who's here and what she likes to fuck?
Did he ask me? I'm so sorry, guys.
I don't get this a lot on this show, all right?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
As I said, you know, I can't stand people would give a BJ with the condom. That's bullshit. Yeah, if I'm gonna suck your dick, I'm gonna also give you a foot massage at the same time. If I'm gaming, I'm giving you everything. Also, like, because I'm fucking dim songs, like, it's, I'm waiting, like, I just feel like I, when I fall in love, I just give everything. And then, you know, that's what I do. And then I see what happens.
God bless this woman.
She's great. Yeah.
Go see her tonight at Caroline's. She is very funny, beautiful, smart. God, we're all falling in love with you. You know,
I love you guys. I love you guys. I think we are on the same politics.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm so tired of the woke comedy. I'm like the woke comedy.
Yeah.
There's a woke comedian.
Yeah, you go hard, right?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, I would tell the truth what I think of Jada. People just got angry at me, and then the woke comedy is awful.
Yeah, you came out against Jada Pinkett and Amber Heard.
Yeah, and Amber is...
It woke to stand with Jada Pinkett Smith?
No, she's anti-Jada.
No, I'm saying, but it's woke to, like, be with her, like, agree with her?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I saw so many girls be like, Chris Rock had no right to go up there and make fun of her affliction.
I saw that, too.
Yeah, because, you know... Will Smith's marriage is open to everything but jokes.
Yeah.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth unless you came in hers. This boundary you can't cross.
That's a great Will Smith impression. I mean, she actually released a statement. Jada Pinkett broke her silence about it the day of the Amber Heard Johnny Depp verdict.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, I hope these two wonderful men can heal together or something.
No, bitch, no.
It's just like,
wait, what two wonderful men?
Chris Rock and Will Smith. Will Smith. Like, I don't think they're going to heal together. I don't think they're going to take an opportunity to heal together.
Why does he need? Why does Chris Rock need to heal?
Right. Yeah, that's the whole thing. It was basically like, these two. I don't know. These two did it. It's like they got in a fight at each other. Chris Rock needs to heal because he made fun of Jada, you know?
But she left the house bald.
That was her choice.
You can wear wigs if you're a black
lady. She has $900 million. Yeah. She can just transfer some pubes to her head. She's not even bald. There's like one piece of hair missing. She is hotter than me without hair. And
black women don't like wigs.
Oh, I thought they did.
I'm being sarcastic, shithead.
Jada can wear a trash bag, still hotter than most people on the earth. So I don't have no sympathy for that lady, nothing. I don't really care.
I thought she chose to be bald. She looked good bald.
Yeah, I thought they were just weird futuristic people.
Yeah, you can't have non-binary kids and act like being bald, you have to be bald.
She was wearing a villain's dress.
Yeah, after her showed her eyes, she made bald the worst thing can ever happen to a woman. Yeah. Before it was like cool.
Yeah.
And now it's like the worst thing can ever happen to a woman. I have a joke. I'm like, oh, this is a joke. Because Hollywood is never going to cast a woman who's over 50 to play J.I. Jane 2. Yeah. Your wife is safe in your kitchen.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Are they making G.I. Jane 2 now?
They have to, almost.
They have now they
to.
Have
almost
to.
Almost have to. With her.
With her, yeah.
They almost have to. Give her a career.
Her and Chris Rock.
Yeah.
That's the move. Have him be the drill instructor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who busts your balls, and then she has to overcome him.
Who do you think is going to play... who do you think is going to be in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp movie?
Margot Robbie.
Margot
Robbie. I think Florence Pugh, because fucking she was making Midsommar face the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
Who do you think would be a good Johnny Depp?
I think he should play himself in Captain Jack outfit.
You ready?
Yeah.
Skeet Ulrich.
Who's that? I don't know who that is.
He was big in the 90s. He was Billy in Scream.
Uh-huh.
And he would definitely be a great Johnny Depp.
Wait, was Billy the slow guy?
No, Billy's the killer.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Dewey.
Oh, Dewey. I was thinking of Dewey.
Billy and Stu are the killers.
Okay.
Did you see the new one? He was her ghost dad.
I thought that was Cosby.
That's who I want to play, Johnny Depp.
Hello, once you drink this drink, you won't be able to scream.
She shit on my bed.
She talks to a lawyer. He talks to a lawyer. He's like, come here.
All right, let's play a little one game and we're going to get out of here. So we play a little game on the show called Shirtless, Girthless, where we are going to look at a picture of a person from the internet and it's going to cut off right before where their penis is.
Oh, nice.
And we are going to go around the table and guess three things. Hard or soft? Cut or uncut? Big or small?
Nice.
These are all pictures that our producers have found on the internet. We won't show anybody's face. And let's play a little game called Shirtless Girthless before we get out of here.
Yes.
All right. First is a real muscle man. And just based on past games, I'm going small.
Mm-hmm. Small.
Because I think you shrink your dick up. B, he's not focused on his dick right now.
No. Mm-hmm.
He's not holding it. It's not being supported by anything.
And his arms are like...
It's also a weird physique, so that makes me think he has a small penis.
Yeah, I mean, the assumption is steroids fuck your dick up, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Definitely small.
So, around the table, we are going... I'm going to go cut, small, soft. Lemaire.
That sounds right. I'm gonna follow Zach's lead. Cut small, soft.
Robbie.
Cut small, soft.
Uncut, small, soft.
You're going uncut. All right, let's see this wiener.
Oh, it's big.
Oh.
What?
Hey, good for him.
Okay, so decent package, good hang, but soft.
That's not soft, dude.
I mean, it's three pumps away from hard. It's fluffed.
Is it cut?
It's uncut.
It looks cut to me.
No, I think that's uncut.
Yeah, I can see the uncut. Yeah. The balls are bigger than the dick. That's crazy.
So that's uncut. I'm not going to go hard. I'm going soft but big. So I think Jiayin won this first one.
Yes, I know my dick. I never got a dick pic in my whole life.
Really?
All three of us scramble for our phones.
Never got a dick pic. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. You immediately hear the car go.
I'm so jealous. Well, for a girl, not a dick pic. I'm like, I have a million followers. Nobody sends me dick pics. Do I look like the bitch? Don't read dick pics.
I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right.
You just asked for a big problem.
I've never seen one.
You just asked for a very small problem.
Yeah, you just asked for about a million small problems.
About the dick pics they're getting.
Big problem in Little China, folks.
Let's see another penis.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Big cut, soft.
I think this guy, because he's so thin, he had a great dick day.
Yeah.
So I think this guy woke up with a fat dick day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would crop out the toilet.
Yeah.
Lots of toilet paper, though. So this guy's prepared. Mm-hmm. So I'm going big, uncut, fluffed.
It's the only way to, like, only you ever see the one-handed dick pics when it's big. You know what I mean?
No, but it's not in his hand.
If it was in his hand, I would say hard.
It's like confident, though. It's like
So I'm full, but not hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Robbie, your thoughts?
I agree. I think big, soft, cut.
You say cut? Yeah. I say uncut.
Okay, I'm saying cut.
I think cut, big, and soft.
Okay, Lemaire?
I'm going with Xiaoying, what she said.
Let's see it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard. Hard,
it's cut.
Oh, wow.
That's hard and curvy. Hard, curvy cut.
To the left.
Yeah, back.
Back to the left.
Back.
It seems like a nice, regular old size dick right there, you guys. It's not small, not big. It's very average, you know?
Yeah, but the curve, nice, we'll put it on the bigger end.
That's big. I think that's big.
Yeah, it's big for the guy. I feel like that guy is cut. And it is cut.
Yeah, good for him. All right, let's look at one more. And then we're going to get out of here.
I just think every dick.
Oh, boy.
Big, soft, uncut. I'm putting it in, locking it in.
Okay, so by the way, that chair behind them, I thought was more ass. And I was like, is this person a centaur?
Yeah, that's his tail back there.
Okay, so I'm going to be curious about something.
Bi-curious.
That's a trans man, right? Because aren't those operated on titties?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good eye.
Small. The waist is like really nice.
The waist, but I think those might be, mastectomy boobs, right?
Kind of looks like it.
Yeah.
They're kind of like flat.
I think he's just doing like that sexy stretch and he has pec muscles.
Oh, see, obviously I don't know what those look like.
They're also, it also looks like scarring like through the middle though.
All right, I'm going. I don't think it's gonna be that big.
Me either.
I'm going small, hard cut. Lemaire.
This was gonna be the one that nobody. It's big, uncut, and soft.
Big, uncut, soft, Robbie.
Yeah, this guy's giving big bottom energy here, so yeah. I think it's small, small,
big
soft.
Big bottom energy.
Big bottom energy, yeah. This guy wants you to fuck his ass. yeah, small. Daddy. I'm going to go small, soft, cut.
Small, hard, uncut.
All right, let's see it. Let's find the answer to our dreams.
Whoa! That's terrible.
No.
I hate that.
But what don't
that don't make no sense.
I told you it was going to make you upset.
I'm upset. It's upsetting.
I told you.
It looks like a growth. Like
we can't tell it's cut or uncut.
Yeah, we don't know that, but
it
we know.
It also could be Photoshop.
That it's a one. Fucking hog.
Yeah.
It looks like Photoshop.
This is the one show that makes you glad I don't have a big penis.
Okay, can I be honest with you? The legs don't look right, and I'm starting to think Lemaire might be right that this is a photo. And every week we accuse it of being photoshopped.
But look at like a dildo.
Yeah.
But look at how weirdly shaped his thighs are at the bottom.
And then the shirt, the pants don't cut around the penis.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Of course.
If they were going to Photoshop it, why would they have the head tucked into the underwear thing? That seems like a lot of work.
To make it an easier Photoshop job.
Make it look like even bigger.
Yeah. Look at that shadow right there.
I feel like the thighs are weird, right?
Yeah. One's bigger than the other one.
I love Natalie chiming in like a scientist in an action movie. Yeah. If it were a Photoshop, why would the head be in the underwear? Yeah.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Natalie.
No, you're being a great fill-in for Ian right now, saying that it's Photoshop.
We have 7 days till this cock reaches Earth. We need to talk about the logistics, gentlemen.
Jeff Goldblum's it's a Photoshop.
That's a Photoshop shadow. On the right side, because look what's cropped out. There's a lot like photoshopped out, and the light doesn't make sense.
All right, well, we all learned something today. Guys in the booth, if you want to tally up our scores, we are going to get out of here. I want to thank my co-host, Lemaire. I want to thank our fill-in guest today, Robbie Goodwin, fucking boogieing his ass down here and saving the show. Thank you very, very much for your time.
It was always so fun.
And of course, Zhao Ying Summers. Caroline's tonight, 7 p.m. She's got two clubs in L.A. Support her. Follow her online. You've been absolutely wonderful. How do we do in the booth, guys?
Our winner is Miss Zhao Ying.
Zhao Ying!
Oh, my God. Imagine I'm the queen of dick reading. Nobody sent me dick pics. I never got one.
Well, hey, she's never gotten a dick pic. Do with that what you will.
Dick ratings cost money. Dick ratings, we can get you rich.
Really?
Let me start your OnlyFans.
I have 100,000 followers on OnlyFans, but I only send bikini photos.
Oh, that's great.
I should make some money from dick reading because I have no child support.
Yeah, there you go. So please support her if you want to... Plug your OnlyFans, you're more than welcome.
Jalen Summers is the same thing.
Jalen Summers.
I have a lot of my stand up on OFTV.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And you just do bikini? No.
No pussy. Only bikini.
No because, pussy, only bikini.
My bikini photos are good.
I'm about to cancel my subscription.
Well, no, I'm about to
my page is free because there's no nudity.
Holy moly, did you guys just find the deal of the century? Thank you guys so much for tuning in. On behalf of my co-host, Ainon Fidance, this is Zach Amico saying bye, guys.
Sayonara, honey.